Keep your Bibles open to the Bible reading that Matthew just did there, Psalms chapter 139. And we're going to look at some of the thoughts in these verses. David acknowledged that God knew all about him. David knew that God knew all about everyone. David said, "Search me, O Lord." David wanted to know his own heart also. He knew that God knew him. Today, we understand that God knows all about us. We cannot hide from God. He knows our thoughts. He knows our intents. He knows our actions, everything about us. There's nothing that is hidden with Him with whom we have to do, and that is God. He knows all. So this morning, I'd like to take a few minutes and look at Psalms 139, some important points there about it. And let each one of us take a few minutes and just examine our own heart. It's important that we examine our own hearts, that we test ourselves, that we look at ourselves to see whether we are in the faith, how we stand in the sight of God, how our life is, how is it. It's important that we take that examination. And really, God has done His part. He sent His Son. His Son came and died for our sins. God allows us to come to Him. Sin separates us from God, Romans 3:23. And the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So God has provided a way through His grace and mercy and through His Son and through His Word that if we hear it and obey it, we can know what God sees in us. And we can see ourselves as God sees us. And then we can see ourselves in the sight of God and know whether or not we are right with God. And if not, we ought to make amends. We ought to change our life to comply with God. It may be that I need to stop doing some things that I've been doing. Perhaps I've been transgressing the law of God and I need to just stop that. Put it away from me and don't do it anymore. And ask God to forgive me. It may be that I've been weak and I've been slack and I've failed to do what God requires of me. And if that be the case, I need to have enough faith to confess those sins and pray to God and get forgiveness and turn back to Him and start doing what He asked me to do, because God allows us to know who we are. So when we look at our life, how is it? How should it be? And what do we need to do to be able to get it where God would have it to be? I think those are good questions for us to answer this morning as we look at what David said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." We're going to talk about the importance of this, but we can know God's view of us if we understand we can find out what God's will is in James chapter 2 and verse 25, that we can look into the perfect law of liberty and we can see then how we are in His sight. So the Word of God opens it up. The page is open. The mirror is there. We can look at ourselves so we can see ourselves. God already knows. And so the examination is for you and for me individually. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 13 verse 5 is, examine yourselves to see whether you be in the faith, some versions say. So the examination is there. David knew that God had searched him. David knew that God knew his heart. And David knew he needed to walk in the path of righteousness. So David wanted God to search him. And David wanted to search his life so he could please God. And we should want the same thing in our life today. On 139, the chapter there in Psalm, verses 23 and 24, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." That's an attitude that I should have today, that, Lord, search me and help me then. Try me that I may know my heart, that I may understand. So each one of us should be willing to listen to what God says. We should be concerned about what He sees in us. And then we should be concerned about our deeds and our actions so that they can comply to God. So let's go to God's Word this morning and look at what the psalmist says about God being able to search our hearts and how important it is for us to look into our own heart. The psalmist opens his prayer there in Psalm chapter 39 verse 1 saying, 139 verse 1 saying, let's look at that verse. "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me." So you have searched me and known me. Then he ended his prayer down in 139 verses 23 and 24. He asked God to do that very thing. Search me. So God does search us. And we need to be searching for God. We need to be searching Him and for His will and His way. And then search our own life and compare it to that, so we can be able to fix our life in the sight of God and please Him. Let's look at some things in chapter 139 of Psalm this morning about what it says about God. You know that God is our Creator. He's the giver and sustainer of life. And the first point is that verses 1 through 6, we see that God knows everything we do. We're not going to go back and read those verses this morning because Matthew read the first 10 verses, but we're going to comment on them. And then after we get to verse 11, we'll read some of those verses in sequence to see some things about God for the sake of time and getting everything into our thoughts about searching our heart and being right with God, testing ourselves. So verses 1 through 6, as Matthew read, we see that God knows everything we do. He knows everything about us. He scrutinizes our path. He knows our lying down and our rising up. He's acquainted with all of our ways. He knows everything about us. And so his knowledge of us is too wonderful to understand. So he knows everything about us. And so knowing that God knows all about us, it should prompt us and encourage us and move us to want to make sure that what He knows about us is what He wants to know about us, that it's something good, that it's right. And if not, we ought to want to fix it because He knows all about us. Because after all, we talked about in our first lesson this morning, we're all going to have to give an answer of how we've lived in this body and the deeds that we've done in this body, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. And when He comes up at the judgment, it's going to be a matter of what we did or what we didn't do. Did we do what God asked, or did we fail to do it? So all that's going to come into play in the day of judgment. So what do I need to do? Well, I need to search my heart and my mind and see what God sees so I can fix that, because God already knows my needs. He already knows what I need to do. And in regard to that, let's think about the fact that God knows everything we do. He knows everything about us. On a daily basis, if I have problems, if I have struggles, if I have temptations, if I have a tough day that I'm trying to get through something, and maybe there's a bad day at work, or something's happened to someone that I love, or there's trials or troubles, or you, in one day's time you get a lot of bad news about different people that's happened. My wife and I were talking yesterday afternoon, about middle of the afternoon, about some things. It's like, from 1 week's time, you hear about this one. This has happened to this person. This has happened to this person. This person is going through that. And yesterday, it was just one message after another. It seemed that, well, this has happened to her. This has happened to him. They're going through this, and it's a lot. It's a lot to look at, isn't it? Sometimes, but so God knows that you're going through that. He knows already what you're going through. He knows already what I'm going through. So should I blame God? No. Should I say, well, it's just too much going on. There's so many bad things happening, and people are just having trouble, and woe is me. Should I turn against God? No. Because God, He knows what we're going through. The good thing is God knows what we need, and He's provided the way that we can seek help with Him. He knows us, and we can seek help by prayer. We can seek help by talking to other brothers and sisters. We can seek help by reading His Word and finding comfort from His Word. So God knows everything we do. He knows everything we face, everything we go through. He knows if we're having an easy day or a tough day. So He already knows. So what we need to keep in mind, that He knows that. So what we need to know is that we can go to Him for help. We can come to Him and say, Father, forgive me, I've sinned. We can come to Him and say, Father, give me strength. And He will help us. We can read His Word and find comfort and instruction in His Word of how to fix some of our problems. So God knows everything we do. Psalms 139 verses 7 through 12, He knows everywhere we go. No matter where we go, He knows it. He knows the darkest of the night, or the highest mountain, the lowest valley, or the deepest, dense forest that there is. He knows where we're at and what we're doing, even to the very thoughts and the hairs on our head. He knows everything we do and everywhere we go. So we can't hide from God. So since we can't hide from God and everything's open to Him, then if our life's open book, we want our book to be right, don't we? We want it to be a good book that He's looking at. So how do we do that? Well, we comply our life to the book that He's given us to follow, the rule book, the Bible. And if I have something amiss in my life, I need to fix it with God. So when He looks at me, He knows where I'm at and where I'm going. And where I'm going then is the right direction. And Jeremiah talks about the fact that it's not in man to direct his own steps. And so we need to look for God for guidance so that where we go, He will agree with it. That where we go, He will nod and say, that's okay, you can go there. And if we start down the wrong path, we realize it's the wrong path, and we back away from it, we change our path, and we go the other direction. Because there's two paths. There's the straight and narrow, and there's the broad way and the wide gate that leadeth to destruction. So if we start down the wrong one and head the wrong way, we need to turn around and go the right way, which is the straight and narrow, the way of God, the way, the light that He shines for us in His Word for us to follow. Verses 13 through 16, He knows what we are. Let's read these verses very quickly. For Thou didst form my inward parts, Thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are Thy works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from Thee when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in Thy book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. You see, God knows what we are. He knows what we're made of. He not only knows everything we do and everywhere we go, He knows us. He knows us, our very being. So do we know God? So that we can actually know that, as Paul said, that it is in Him that we live and move and have our very being. God knows our being. He knows what we are. He knows if we're a faithful Christian or not. He knows if our heart is right or not. You know if your heart is right or not with God. And I know. If it's not, God knows, and He's provided the way that we can make it right. So if my heart's not right with God and He knows what I am, then I need to be getting my heart right, don't I? It may be that I haven't been baptized into Christ, and that's what's going to take to get my heart right with God, because I have sin in my life that separated me from God, and I haven't been baptized for the remission of sins. What does God say? Well, just confess and repent and be baptized, and I'll wash your sins away. And then I'll be what I ought to be. I'll be a child of God. And then I continue to be faithful, and if something happens in my life, then I become something I'm not supposed to be and ought not to be. He knows what I am. And if He knows what I am, then I need to change back to be what He wants me to be. And I can do that by confessing my sin, by going to Him and repenting of my sin, and pray to Him, and He will forgive my sins. Isn't it good that God, who searches our hearts and knows our minds and knows everything we do and everywhere we go and everything about us and knows who we are, He's provided us a way that we can be what we ought to be. And then we can say we are what God wants us to be. Verses 17 and 18, He knows what we think. You may be thinking something and I'll never know what you're thinking, because I can't read your mind. But God knows all of our minds. He knows what we think. Verses 17 and 18. How precious also are Thy thoughts to me, O Lord. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I wake, I am still with Thee. He knows. God knows our thoughts. Look at the verses 19 through 20. He knows what we love. Oh, that Thou wouldest slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, men of bloodshed, for they speak against Thee wickedly. And Thine eyes take Thy name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate Thee, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against Thee? I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become mine enemies. So God knows all these things about us. Everything we do, everywhere we go, what we are, what we think, and what we love. So what is it we're to love? Well, we're to love our brethren. We're to love our husbands and wives and their family. There's things we're to love. God wants us to love certain things. And Jesus said it in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, the first and great commandment is this: Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And the second is likened to this, you should love your neighbor as yourself. So we should love God and love others, and we should love the truth, because Jesus said the truth can set us free. What do you love? What do I love? Do we love the thought and the fact that there's a heaven and we can go there? If we want to go there, then we need to be loving the things that God wants us to love. To love the truth, to love what's right, to love doing what's right, and learn to love to do what's right. Verses 23 and 24, He knows what we desire. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way. So, when we look at Psalms chapter 139, and we look at those 24 verses that it's broken down to, look at what it is that God does. He knows everything, everywhere we go, what we are, what we think, what we love, and what we desire. So my duty and your duty is to look to God's Word and find out what He sees in us. And when we see that, we can see through His Word what it is we need to fix it, so that when He sees us, He's seeing what He wants to see. He's given us that opportunity to do it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, we know that we need to go to the Word of God and find out and let it move us to do what's right, so God will see what's right in us. There in those verses, he says, for the Word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul and the spirit and of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intents of the heart, and there is no creature hidden from his sight. But all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So, God knows our hearts. Let us search our hearts and let us go to the Word of God and be moved by the Word of God, so that He can make us, by obeying it, what we ought to be. So today, I need to use God's Word. You need to use God's Word as a guidance, and look there and see what He sees in us, and be willing to make the changes so that what He sees when He looks at us is what He wants to see and desires to see and requires that we be, so that He sees us obeying Him. So we don't need to use other standards when we examine ourselves. We don't need to use the standards of men, the standards of society in general. We don't need to use the standards of the majority. We certainly don't need to use the doctrines and commandments of men in religion, because Paul warned in Galatians 1 and the Revelation writer warned in Revelation 22:18-19, and God warned long ago in Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2, that we're not to follow anything but His will and His way and His word. And if we do or don't, then we're going to be accursed. We're going to lose. So we need to use the standard God's given, and that is His word and His word only. Because after all, Paul said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So then, God searches our hearts. He knows you, He knows me. Do we know ourselves? We can, because God gives us the picture of the soul in His Word. Where are we going to find out how we stand? We need to go to His Word, because it's the mirror of the soul. Let's go back to Psalms 139, 23 and 24, and we'll conclude our lesson. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, I believe from what we read this morning that David realized that God is all wise, He's all powerful, He's all knowing, He's ever present. And in Psalms 139, he prayed that God would lead him in the way everlasting. What about you, my friend? Don't you want God to lead you in the way everlasting? Or are we going to lead our own self to the everlasting way of destruction? Let's listen to God, because He sees us and He knows us. Today, we know what God wants of us. If you're here this morning and you have something in your life that we can help you with that needs to be corrected, if you need to be baptized, we can assist you with that. And you can know that God is looking at you then as a child of God, because you've been baptized and He's purchased you with His blood. If you're here this morning and maybe you have been baptized and you haven't lived as you should,
Why put it off? Why not make your life an open book and open picture before God as it already is, and make your life right? Make that picture be right in your eyes also by confessing your sin, repenting of your wrong, and praying to God, and He can forgive you. God knows our ways. How are our ways? If you need to change yours this morning for the better, and we can help you in that, please come while we stand and while we stand.
All things are ready. Come to the feet.